Today we're doing our Super Bowl 59 post-game wrap-up. That's right. We saw Freemasonry, divine goddess symbolism, and some very political statements if you knew what to watch for. But luckily, you got me. I've been covering Super Bowl symbolism since 2011. Join me, Isaac Weishaupt, on Occult Symbolism and a Pop... Look, it's been a long day, all right? And I got to get up early as I'll get out for work tomorrow. So let's get through this, all right? You've already heard the pre-game analysis. So this is a very quick post-game review, all right? And I'll put a link in the show notes for the pre-game analysis. If you're like, a pre-game analysis? What do you speak of? Well, you better go listen because I talk about Kendrick Lamar and some predictions and this, that, and the other. Let's see. We got lots of commercials. Right, Tom Cruise, the world's second greatest actor, introduced the game to us. Very nice touch. Then we had what else did they have? They had the Snoop Dogg and a racism awareness commercial, which was pretty curious, given his recent appearance at some other places. And then we had a one of those He Gets Us commercials, the Christian commercials, which I actually like. I think they're very moving. I know a lot of people don't like them, and I don't know the origins. Like, I know I covered this years ago on the Super Bowl show, the origins of who put those together. I want to say it's like some people that I probably disagree with on various Christian stances, but that's fine. I don't care. I think they're nice commercials. I think they're exactly what Christ wanted us to do. So, sounds good. You had the Hex Clad frying pan commercials with Gordon Ramsay in the Area 51 kitchen. He was in there to cook for the aliens using alien technology, and they introduced the ambassador. It's Mr. BDE himself, Pete Davidson, and he says all the really famous people are actually aliens. A small step towards disclosure about shape-shifting lizard people. There was a commercial about Ontario, Canada, which I found very interesting, given that there's rumors of an impending American takeover of Canada, a potential war. They had a commercial sort of trying to appeal to Americans, I guess. I'm not really sure. I find it odd. What else? And that's about it. Now, onto the performance. That's what we want to talk about. Kendrick Lamar, I believe his performance was sparking some civil awareness, maybe quasi uprisings or something to that effect, against the sitting administration who was in the stadium. I guess they showed the president at the Super Bowl during the national anthem. I saw it one time. I only saw Taylor Swift one time. Now, granted, I watched the game on Tubi. Was there a reason? I don't know. I found it odd. I mean, you watch a regular-ass Chiefs game, and you'll see Taylor Swift 50 times during the game, which is fine, whatever. I assumed that because they made such a huge deal out of Trump being the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl that we would have constantly seen what he was doing, unless he left or something. I imagine he probably went up to some booth or some private room to watch it. I have no idea. Like I said, you're getting me. I'm watching the game and I'm typing up notes and then I'm coming up in my little studio and I'm recording you a little show and then I'm going to bed and I'm getting up to go to work. All right. I didn't look online for anything. Like, I didn't look at, what are they saying on social media? Because guess what? I'm an army of one now. I'm a lone wolf. You only need to listen to me, okay? a lot of sus activity going on out there in the conspiracy world. So Kendrick Lamar was obviously doing a lot of numbers from his latest album, GNX, which means Grand National. It's an American muscle car, and that's a theme of his performance. A lot of American iconography, and I think there's a reason for that. Fun fact, growing up in southeastern PA with a lot of Amish folks, they love the Grand National. They have tons of Grand Nationals. I think there was only like 500 of these things made. The Amish people have 499 of them because the Amish do not. It's weird. I think it's like during Rumspringa where they're allowed to like be of the world for a couple years, because it was always younger dudes, and they're not allowed to have anything with color. So they would have black sneakers. They would have black cars and black Big Tuna coming to visit me. Black hubcaps on their Grand Nationals, you know, because Grand Nationals only came in black. It's a Buick muscle car. And that's what the whole album apparently is about, because Kendrick Lamar has one and loves them. I think they're hideous, but whatever. They are fast. I've seen lots of drag racing. Them Amish will light them up, and you will be left in the dust. I've seen 5.0s race them. Them Grand Nationals mean business. I'm here to tell you. They're ugly. I would never drive one. Now, notice you got, and here's the points that, and we're going to come back to it. I'm going to walk you through the performance. Here's the stuff that I say relates to the idea that there's like Americana things going on. Because if you watched Kendrick Lamar's music videos, he had lots of subtle symbolism and imagery in all of them. Okay. Usually very political. You'll notice that he immediately says he was the wrong guy to bring out at the right time. I was like, what? What's about to happen here? The lights in the stadium during the performance said wrong way. Samuel L. Jackson was Uncle Sam. The dancers were wearing red, white, and blue. And so on, okay? So, let's go through it, right? So, it starts out with... If you look it up, people were saying that this is a track called Bodies, which is a snippet on GNX. I don't think that's accurate. I think it's the trailer that was on YouTube for the GNX album before the album came out. This is what he started with. However, where that ends on YouTube, he kept going and said more than what you got on the YouTube, which I thought was strange. And this is my interpretation of the lyrics. I don't know if I'm accurate at all. I listened to it many times and tried to type them up as I heard it. I even ran it through a caption machine, which was very inaccurate. He says something along these lines. When I get the picture, if I've had to sit you for hours in front of the loo, when I have a soul, even if I told you to stand next to Johnny and Q, started with nothing but government cheese, but now I can seize the government too. Remember them fools, the color was painted brown, but now, I don't know what he says there. Remember I said I was the greatest when you're debating the number one and number two. Topic was always hilarious to me. You carried him to me. I broke out the face. And then he says, the revolution is about to be televised. You picked the right time, but the wrong guy. And then you hear someone better squabble up. And then he goes into squabble up. Now, this is interesting because this is a reference to the 70s song or poem, whatever you want to call it, from Gil Scott-Heron. It was about what was going on in the late 60s. It was kind of, I don't know, I'm not the smartest guy on earth. It kind of had like Black Panther vibes, sort of. And, you know, he's calling the cops pigs, and it's all about being active in the process of our government. And not just staying home and watching TV and having all the corporate interests sort of spoon feed you what to believe and make you think that, oh, you're fine. Just chill. We got it. Everything's going to be fine. Which is obviously a massive statement for right now. Okay. So that happens. And then he does squabble up. And you'll notice all the dancers are wearing red, white, and blue. Again, with the American sort of motif. And I'll put images on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Links are always in the show notes. Then he does Humble, and you'll notice that the dancers put their arms up. They both put them up at 90 degree angles. This is the grand hailing sign of distress in Freemasonry. This is a call for other master masons. Allegedly, Joseph Smith was doing this before he was killed in Ohio, I think, is where he got killed. You know, the founder of the LDS thing. And what's extra interesting is that there are 5 stairs on this stage that go up to where Kendrick Lamar is. And as you know, in Freemasonry, stairs are common symbols. If you go to the MasonicTrowel.com, it says, during the Fellow Craft degree, the candidate ascends the winding stairs on the symbolic journey to the middle chamber of King Solomon's Temple. In climbing the five steps, he is introduced to the five orders of architecture and the five human senses. In these symbols, the Mason is reminded of the pursuit of knowledge as he is encouraged to develop his moral and intellectual self. All right. Now, the five steps in Freemasonry are akin to the five senses. And it's all about traveling and journeying into the middle chamber of King Solomon's Temple. And it has to do with pursuing the wisdom, the gnosis, okay? I'm trying to understand the ultimate truth. Because that's what a lot of these Gnostics and Freemasons, they'll say what they're doing is the pursuit of knowledge or truth or gnosis. And a conspiracy theorist, and that would be me depending on what day you catch me. Okay, but I'll say conspiracy theorists would say that this hidden knowledge is actually the knowledge of good and evil. It is about Lucifer and worshiping Lucifer. Then Kendrick Lamar does DNA. Then he does another track. I don't know what it was. Again, not the biggest Kendrick Lamar fan. I like him. I just, I don't know his whole catalog. And in the stadium and the lights, you'll see it says, warning, wrong way. What is he talking about? Because the whole time, Samuel L. Jackson playing Uncle Sam keeps guiding Kendrick. He's like, no, don't rock the boat. What do you, keep it chill. So then we'll keep going. Then he does a little skit called Man at the Garden. Then he does a thing called Peekaboo. And that track, Peekaboo, is performed inside of a large X. X represents the unknown variable. X represents the mark of the beast when you merge it with the O. Everything else I saw in the performance didn't really guide me down that path to be like, okay, this is the Antichrist. Because that's kind of what it represents sometimes. I don't know that that's what we saw here, but you could argue that maybe. I didn't really see that unless he's saying that a certain somebody in the crowd was the Antichrist. I don't know. I didn't really see much more beyond that. Then he teases that he's going to do They Not Like Us, and he's like, oh, they love to sue me, but, you know. Then he's like, let's slow it down. And he does a song called Luther with SZA. Now, SZA is an interesting choice because Drake dated SZA in 2008. He mentions this on a track with 21 Savage called Mr. Right Now. Says she want to F to some SZA weight because I used to date SZA back in 08. Now, allegedly, SZA was born in 1990, which means she could have been 17 when Drake was dating her. Probably A minor. And Drake was, I think, 22. So, I mean, bad. Not atrociously bad, but still bad, obviously. And then SZA would later claim that it was actually 2009 when she was 18 that they dated. He was just trying to make the lyrics rhyme. So, I don't know. Interesting choice to have Kendrick up there with SZA, though, right? And she was performing on an inverted triangle. This is the symbolism for the goddess associated, as always, with the moon goddess and the inverted triangle. This is the Shakti in the tantric creation mythology. Shakti locked in union with the Shiva, the male forces, to create the universe. You got the upright triangle representing the masculine and the sun, the inverted triangle representing the feminine or the moon or the water. Okay. You combine them and you get the reconciliation of opposing forces. You get the Star of David or the hexagon. Which you see with Eliphas Lévi's symbol for magic, which, by the way, also shows you the guy with the Grand Hailing Sign of Distress. I should make that the artwork for this, actually, now that I'm talking about it. So, they do the little dance inside of the triangle. And the inverted triangle, doing the little divine feminine sort of, I think she was even in red. You could argue the Scarlet Woman, the Whore of Babylon type stuff. You could go that angle with it. You know, she's obviously supposed to represent the sexy divine female, the female goddess. We saw that with Shakira, right? Remember, she was dressed in all red. Then they switch to a song called All the Stars, and they go to the circle stage. Again, I don't know. Sometimes shapes are just shapes. Then finally they do They Not Like Us. Now, when he does They Not Like Us, it starts out with very different lyrics. You know? Because if you listen to the track, is it Mustard on the Beat, ho?
Immediately.
But not this time. He says, it's a cultural divide. I'm going to get in on the floor. 40 acres and a mule, this is bigger than the music. They're trying to rig the game, but you can't fake influence. I think this is a very political statement, right? Because he's a very political conscious rapper. So, and then we'll come back to that. Then he does the song and he even smiles right at the camera. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young, which I'm like, oh my God. I mean, could you? It's got to hurt, is all I'm saying for Drake. This diss track has gone from just being a hit to a Grammy. Now it's on the Super Bowl. Like, maybe Drake should consider hanging it up. And I say that as I like Drake's music better. I think Drake's probably a scumbag, and I like Kendrick Lamar as a person better. I guess. I don't know either one of them. They might both be scumbags. Who knows? But it's interesting. And then Kendrick's also wearing a diamond necklace with a lowercase a, and people might say that that means that's A minor. Probably A minor, right? Now, he was supposedly going to get sued by Drake for performing that song. He even mentions it, of course, so we'll see what happens. Then everything wraps up, and he does TV off. Turn this TV off. And it's interesting because if you look up the meaning of the song, he says, the song reflects a call to action for individuals to rise above mediocrity, avoid toxic influences, and remain focused on their purpose. Again, the whole idea of this, the revolution will be televised, is him saying, I'm starting this maybe? I don't know. By metaphorically urging listeners to turn the TV off, the song critiques passive consumption and conformity. Now, this is exactly what Gil Scott Heron's song, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name correctly, that's what the revolution will not be televised, is kind of the same message. And then you've got these flags. I don't know if you noticed the flags in the background. I'll put the image on the Instagram. First, there was someone with a Palestinian flag, which I didn't catch on the thing. I actually saw that when I was trying to find the lyrics of his set list. But then there's this black flag that I couldn't find anything about. He had a black flag, and it has two little kids, and they're sort of reaching up towards a lowercase a. And I'm thinking, is this, like, did Kendrick Lamar make a flag for awareness of the PEDO thing that he's saying Drake is? Oh, my gosh. What a mess. So, in conclusion, the whole Super Bowl halftime performance was a symmetrical performance. Okay? Talking about the revolution being televised and then saying turn the TV off. Both revolutionary kind of things. He's taken after Tupac. I would suggest the whole performance was not just a diss against Drake. I would say it's a diss against someone else who was in the stadium. Okay. And notice that if you listen to my pregame show, there was talk about Absol being there, and apparently he didn't perform, so no Crowley Illuminate confirm. So that was what I saw. If there's more, I will let you know tomorrow once I dig into it and see what the squawking is online. And then what about the score? I predicted, I said, Eagles are going to win by 9. Well, they won by like 20. They beat the brakes off them fools. And I'm starting to think maybe the Chiefs threw the game. I was like, dude, what? Because look, I watched just whatever the local football game is every weekend, and the Chiefs are on constantly. So I've seen the Chiefs play like every single game, and every single game they perform very well. That was not what we saw tonight. That was atrocious. I don't know what that was. Mahomes was shook. I don't know what happened. But I'm happy with the results either way. Okay. And what was interesting was that the cameras didn't, they didn't show, at least on the Tubi version I watched, they didn't show the VIPs in the crowd that much. So I thought that was strange to only see them once each. And to sort of reinforce the ideas of what the, you know, because Kendrick Lamar is an activist. He very much is a sort of Tupac type character here. And to back up what I'm suggesting here, if you go to 2017's track Heart Part 4, which I think Drake even sort of did a diss on during the diss battle of 2024, Kendrick said, "The whole world gone mad, bodies is adding up, market's about to crash. N-words is fake rich, B-words is fake bad. Blacks that act white, whites that do the dab. Donald Trump is a chump. Know how we feel, punk. Tell them that God coming and Russia need a replay button. Y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes. But America's truth ain't ignoring the votes." Now, he wrote, this was from 2017. And when he says the electoral votes look like memorial votes, I mean, I read that as dead people voting, which is obviously voter fraud. And what's curious, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but there's some weird stuff I've been reading. One of the guys from the, I'm going off script here a little bit. One of the guys from the sort of Doge team, this young Asian dude, apparently in 2020 won some hacking contest at Berkeley. And let me see if I can find what the heck I'm talking about. The Hack GT7, Ethan Shaltran, hacked some ballot program called Ballot Proof, or made some kind of thing called Ballot Proof. And it was about basically election fraud through hacking a voting system. And this guy's on the Doge team. And if you recall, Joe, I'm totally not a Republican, Rogan, said how on the night of the election, he saw Elon Musk 4 hours before the election was called. Elon Musk looked at his phone and was like, "Yep, we won," and got up and left. And, you know, Joe was just enamored because these celebrities think Elon Musk is the smartest man on earth. And he was like, "Oh, how does he know? Wow." And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of all that, right? So I'm not shocked that Kendrick Lamar was sort of stoking a little bit of U.S. symbology here in the halftime show, subtly criticizing, I would argue, the state of affairs, which, you know, he's got the right to do. But that's kind of what I read into the symbolism, because, I mean, you can't miss all the USA red, white, and blue symbolism. It was clearly there. And you had the, sitting president at the Super Bowl, which is the first time that ever happened. I'm just curious as to what he has this past of being, having this sort of activism sort of vibe. So I don't know. I think that's what we saw there. So if you stay subscribed to my show, if I see more, I'm going to do some more research, because I got to figure out like the name of one of those tracks and look up the lyrics to it and stuff. We might have a part 3. I don't know. We'll see. Now, coming up this month, I got a couple shows planned for you guys, so I need you to stay subscribed to the podcast. I'm working on, and this is going to be in the next 4 to 6 weeks, barring events happening, I'm going to do a 2-parter on Catcher in the Rye, the book, which at this point I got to reread it again because I forgot half of it. I got notes on everything. And February 23rd, I'm doing the final Twin Peaks Grey Lodge episode, where I'm going to sum up everything, and it's going to be a banger of bangers. I'm going to put that one on the free feed for the people that are into Twin Peaks but haven't been on the supporter feed to listen to my 54 Grey Lodge episodes. So stay around for that. And check out the images on the Instagram, and if you like the show, leave a 5-star review. Those help me a ton. All right, I got to counter all the 1-star haters that, I don't know, they just be hating. So leave a 5-star review. Till next time, stay positive.